Next application is case number 11421, the application of Loretta M. Bemesteffer. If I said that wrong, I apologize. The site is located northeast of Route 5, Oak Orchard Road, also known as Road 297, and being northwest of Mercer Avenue, 220 feet northeast of Paul Street, with a 911 address of 33277 Mercer Avenue, Millsburg, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, map 35.05, parcel number 93, requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application. And to be more specific, the application requests a 17.8-foot variance from a required 30-foot front yard setback, and also requests a 3.9-foot variance from a required 10-foot side yard setback. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
No, Mr. Lang, thank you. Good evening, sir.
Evening. Gentlemen, my name is Norman Barnett. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown with Schaub and Barnett. Kim Brommer, who is the daughter of the owner of this property, is going to testify. As Mr. Lang indicated, there are two setbacks, variances that are requested, and I think it's probably best to give you a little bit of the history of what happened here and how this came about after she's sworn in.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Kimberly Brommer, 202 Country Place Drive, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Yep, have a seat right up there.
Okay. Actually, can I ask you a few questions preliminarily here? Kim, you're the daughter of the owner of the property.
Yes, I am.
And that's your mother's
that's
name?
My mother's, Loretta Beamstaffer.
Okay. And you hold a power of attorney for your mother?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And it's my understanding that the property has been sold, but cannot, at least under contract, but hasn't been transferred at this point.
Correct, yes.
Okay, and as a and the reason for that is the variances that are necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you can tell us this. Do you remember when your parents bought this property?
In 1979.
Okay. And when they bought this property, it was pretty much in the same condition as
yes.
Same as far as where the property lines were and where
yes.
the house was
yes.
built.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'll tell the board a little bit about the history, and then you can tell the board whether or not the information we're giving them is correct. It's our understanding that this property was built before zoning went into effect in Sussex County. Apparently, the house, the front yard, the house is built into the front yard setback 17.8 feet. And I understand technically it is a non-conforming structure and, of course, would not need a variance. However, I understand for future issues not to have this come back before the board again and again, that it would be helpful for everyone concerned to have this enacted in the form of a variance so that there is a 17.8-foot front yard setback. The rear setback is somewhat different. Apparently, the prior owners in 1977 got a permit to expand the house to its present size. I'm assuming that no survey was required at that point. Nobody noticed that the permit would allow them to expand a non-conforming structure. No one sought a variance or thought about it, I guess, at that point. And when the Bemsdorfers bought the property in 78, the home was 6.1 into the setback on the left setback, left side setback. Apparently, they obtained a permit in 1991 to replace the back deck, which was encroaching in the left property line setback. and it's remained the same since then. I believe we, and I'm not sure if this was submitted to you or not, that Mr. Lank, Mr. Schaub contacted Mr. Lank about this and apparently confirmed that there was a certificate of occupancy issued on this property, I guess, after this deck was built in 1991. This is there any way, as far as you're aware, that this property could be further property could be acquired to allow for setbacks which are required?
Yes.
The property around you, not on your property, but on the property next to it. It's owned by someone else.
Yeah, it's owned by somebody else.
Okay. In order to cure the setback problems, would the house essentially have to be torn down? Well, the deck, the back porch, in order to remedy the setback problem, would the back porch have to be torn down?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I believe you want to address the side yard setback on this, not the back deck. I believe that's your next case.
I'm sorry, it's a porch actually on the side of the house that encroaches into the setback.
Porch.
I called it a back porch because it sort of looks like it on the survey, but it's actually in the side yard.
Side yard, and you're looking for 3.9?
3.9, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
In order to comply with the requirements of the zoning ordinance, would substantial work have to be done in order to remove these setback issues?
Yes.
Okay. And that would be a hardship for your mother to do that?
Well, we can do it if we have to, yes.
But it would be a hardship for you to do it? Okay.
Yeah.
And the property could not be sold as it exists today, right? No, right.
No.
Okay. if would it does the existence of this porch in the side yard setback, does that create any problems for the neighborhood or change the essential character of the neighborhood?
No.
Okay, it's been there for a long
yes.
time, right?
91.
Okay. Would it, to your knowledge, be detrimental to the neighborhood or anybody to have these setbacks?
No.
Okay. And the setback we requested, is that the minimum that is necessary in order to cure this problem, as far as you know?
Yes.
Okay. And the setback we've requested is the least modification necessary, to best of your knowledge. Okay. As I said before, the front yard issue has more to do with future transfers and so forth. It's my understanding that a variance is not necessary, but I understand that it makes the Planning and Zoning's office life easier, that someone else will do a survey and find the same issue and they'll be back before you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the purpose of that.
Okay.
Can I add something?
Yes.
Just for the record, maybe my name was mentioned. The front portion of the property pre-existed then. There were additions added to the building in the same line as what existed, but the building is askew from the property line. But it still doesn't meet the minimum setback requirement. So the application references the worst scenario, which is the front and the side that already exist, which is the most encroachment. That way, if the application is granted, then the record will show in the future what existed.
Okay.
So there's a valid record of it.
Okay. All right. Well, that helps a lot. And thank you for that, Mr. Wright. Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Records?
No.
Mr. Bartman?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Who?
Just one. Ms. Brommer?
Yes.
Did you hear the statements of Mr. Barnett that he made to the board just now?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I can ask her. You heard my statements and what I gave.
Yes.
Are those true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, to the best of my knowledge, yes.
Thank you. That's all I was going for. Thank you.
Okay. All right, then hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,421 for the following reasons. The uniqueness of the property is shown here. It's I think it's 84 or 50 foot frontage on this property, and that makes it unique. Also, the wideness of it, the two variances would come into a play. The requested 7.8 tenths of a variance from required 30 foot is a non-conforming request. The request for the 3.9 tenths on the side yard is a normal variance that they're asking for on the 10-foot side yard setback. So there is a uniqueness to the property based on the nonconformity, and also the variances necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the unnecessary hardship, I believe, has been created by the applicant, and the applicant so stated that. And then the variance will substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the property, and the requested variance of the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, that was second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,421. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,421 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.